She Gets It podcast will be right back. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's early in the year. Christmas is done. Happy New Year's were said. We heard them, okay? But how do you feel? It's tax time and frustration is on the rise all across the board. Layoffs are still happening and people have lost loved ones. And the way that life was being lived in 2023 is not what's happening at the beginning of this year. You just need some relief. But sometimes going out with friends or going out with family and talking to them is not help. It's not helping. And it's okay. Sometimes you need to find a way to climb out of your thoughts in a positive way. If you need professional help, try BetterHelp. They will work right with you. Contact www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get started today with 10% off your first month with BetterHelp to get the relief you need to be your best self again. Do not sit in those thoughts. Get the help you need today. Now back to the show. You know that you have immigrant parents when you're cutting the lawn of the house that you share with your immigrant parents, and both of them come outside to watch you cut the lawn, but they don't help you with nothing. It's like they take on this overseer role of watching you do housework. They're going to watch you. And I'm watching my neighbor across the street. Their son is like a grown man. He has to be like in his late 20s or early 30s. And they all live in the house across the street together. And they're outside standing up watching him cut the grass. Now, me personally, I never cut my grass. I pay a black man and his son to come to my house twice a month and cut the front yard and the backyard because that's just something I don't need to do on top of everything else I'm already doing. But I just find it so funny how immigrant parents, no matter how old their children are, will watch them do housework in that way. But anyway, that's not why I'm having this show. Welcome to She Gets It Pod. My name is Shan. I am the creator and host. And today, y'all see the title. I want to talk about clear and concise words. Okay, we're talking about communication today. So sorry, but not sorry. A person who can clearly communicate with you is very appealing, especially at my age. I'm in my mid-30s. I need that in my life, okay? Raising your voice or choosing to get physical is not it. Maturity shows in the way that you manage your true emotions. When you are upset, when you are sad, when you are frustrated, when you are confused, when you are sad, do not raise your voice up at me. Do not throw things. Do not break things. Do not slam doors. Learn how to speak to people. When you are secure and you understand who you are, communicating well is like second nature. When you have insecurities and anger issues and things that you just chose not to deal with over time, this is like a hassle for you and you just expect people to accept it. And for one, I'm not accepting anything less than great communication, no matter what you're feeling. No matter what you're feeling. We have to be more aware of self before correcting anyone else. This is She Gets It Pod. I'm going to give you a word today. Welcome. I'm so about peace at my age that you won't even get a back and forth out of me, not through text, not in person. It takes a lot for someone to make me angry, especially when they don't have to be in my personal space. The way I will get up and walk away, the way I will remove myself from the situation, the way that I will quietly and politely ask you to leave. I'm not giving no one that energy. And looking for a huge reaction because I'm disappointed. What is she going to do? What is she going to say? How is she going to act? That's not it for me. I'm in my mid-30s. A bill is always due in my life. My back hurts. And I got to figure out dinner on a daily. Me giving you a level of energy because I'm disappointed, because I'm angry, because I'm sad, I would rather do nothing. I would rather just not speak. I would rather not entertain you. I would rather not pull up to see you. I will remove myself from the situation in the most peaceful way that it will give you this idea like, damn, did she really care? Damn, did she give a fuck ever? Damn, she must got something going on. She must be talking to somebody. That's why she's so cool and collective about not speaking to me. It's none of those things. It's none of those things. Sometimes I care a lot. Sometimes I care the most. I am very single. In my small times that I do not have the girls, I am doing solo shit. Today was just about me. I woke up. I gathered all my trash in my house. I put it in a bag. I put it in the truck. I went to my brother's business. I put it in his dumpster because I'm in the middle of getting a different trash service. I went to go see my nephews. I took my ass to TJ Maxx. I got my, down every aisle if I wanted to in. Where did I go after TJ Maxx? I went to Big Days to go get me some cheesesteak rolls, lunch for one, by myself. Did I even speak to a man today? I didn't speak to no men today. After that, I went to Home Depot. I got a new plant. I talked to my mom today. I repotted my plant. I put it in my room. I did hella podcast notes. And that's it. And this is just where I am. Like, this need that people have to be around other people or to date other people or to fuck on other people in their spare time, if it's not what I need from that person, if it's not a genuine connection that's more than you just fucking me, I promise you, there's nobody extra in my day that I'm doing that with. I'm not making space for you. Sorry. Okay? It's not that important to me. And so the things that I do get mad at are things that I have to deal with on a daily basis, like stupid people at work or somebody not knowing how to properly answer the phone or politely ask a question or people who are speeding in the parking lot or my truck finance people sending me a text thanking me for my payment as if I wanted to fucking pay them. Just take your money and shut up. So to me, communication with people who want to be in your life, it has to be A1. I'm not accepting anything less. It has to be appropriate. If I just went on a friend trip in a whole nother different state. Different flights, different itineraries. We got there. We all collectively made plans for 4 fucking days together. And there was no issues. There were no beefs. There were no attitudes. There were no one, with any drama. And I love that for us, which is why it is possible for people to be in friend groups and not have any drama. It is usually people who are not securing themselves that bring on drama. And I'm going to talk about some more things after these messages. I know. The show will be back. I'm just giving y'all a break with a message. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast as She Gets It Pod. If you would like to support this podcast, you can always support by purchasing merch on She Gets It Shop with Teespring or going to shambipodden.com and checking out the other shows, also leaving a review. And if you would like to donate directly to the show, you can. In the show notes is a link for Red Circle, which is my host for this podcast. And you can donate anything you would like. Everything is appreciated. Donating to this podcast will allow me to create options with a fund of money I'm getting from my subscribers and listeners who appreciate me putting in effort for each episode. I do show notes, I research, and I come up with how I can deliver you guys information and knowledge from my personal experience and more. And that does take time for me, but I enjoy it. It's a process I enjoy. Even if I wasn't doing this, I'd probably be having great discussions with the people around me in my circle. So in exchange to give you guys more options on how I can express myself in the future, any donations to this podcast will be greatly appreciated. Other than that, if you see me in these podcast streets, please drop a review, share it with a friend, share a clip. If you see me post, please repost it, and I appreciate you. Now back to the show, because there's more to talk about, clearly. We're back, and he's still cutting the grass, by the way. Communication is how humans interact with each other, okay? We are not animals, okay? Learn how to clearly express your thoughts. Okay? Learn how to talk to people. Don't get angry with people who aren't mindful of how much they are mentally fucked up, because there's a lot of people who mentally cannot understand what they're doing wrong, why how they said something is incorrect, or what about them doing X, Y, and Z makes them selfish, or why would I have to say something to you before I did X, Y, and Z? Like, people that need that type of breakdown, it's not that I feel that I'm better than you. I just don't have the mental capacity to teach you as I talk to you. Who's like that? Anya's dad is like that. You have to teach him as you talk to him. And by the time you're finished talking, you're exhausted. And the next day is like you didn't talk to him about what you talked to him about. And that level of you're missing the basics, I can't do with people. So when I peep that, hey guys, thank you so much for checking out this podcast. This is one of many podcasts that I do. So when you support this podcast, you are supporting options that I can do with the other shows. If you're not aware, I have Cozy Moon Podcast. I have Creator Podcast. Loudmouth Stereo was discontinued, but the episodes are still up there if you want to listen. She Gets It Pod was discontinued, but the episodes are still up there if you want to listen. So What Pays Me on Bit is a book club podcast. We have The Real Relationship Report that I do with Dungeon on Stereo app bi-weekly. And then there is the one and only Wear It Right with Shan, which is my podcast where I talk about fashion and style. So when you support one, you support all. If you would like to donate to any of these shows, you can. The link is in the show notes, and I do appreciate it. It does give me other opportunities to do other things. And also, please support the website. Visit often, because there's a blog on there called Thick Grits and Pods, where I upload my thoughts and things that help podcasters and creators in just keeping us where we need to be in our minds and in life. ShambiPodden.com is the website. You can also find all of my books on that website and all of the shops to go ahead and purchase merch if you like wearing what you support. And I appreciate you. Now back to the show. That's a person's personality, and that's where they're at mentally. I don't give people like that energy, not because I think I'm better than them, but because I know I don't have the capacity to politely handle them in the way that they need. Okay? And it's kind of like a blind person needing a stick to guide them through life. People who can't mentally digest information a certain way, they need help. A level of help that I'm not willing to give all the time. So, yeah, that's the thing. And the differences that you have with someone when you are peaceful, they shouldn't anger you. When you're a peaceful person, you not liking or agreeing with something that I like or do, it's not going to make me angry. It's just going to tell me where you are and where we can't be together. It should answer my questions as to what I can and I can't do with you because these are your thoughts or this is how you think. But I'm not going to stop anyone from expressing what they want to express to me, but I'm going to let them know what my boundaries are out of respect. People who speak out of fear, they don't think words through, so they say anything out of anger, out of frustration, out of confusion, out of feeling like they're losing something or they're going to lose the relationship or they're getting caught up in the lie. And my whole thing with people who say anything just to maintain whatever the fuck they got going on is if you have to lie to me, don't be around me. If you have to lie to me to keep me, let's not do this because I'm going to take that as disrespect. If you can't be direct with me without being an asshole, don't speak to me. You have to take the time out and learn how to speak with people. It's not a choice with me. It might be a choice with other people, but it's not a choice with me. You can come off like you don't care faster than taking the time to speak. Take the time to think about what you're about to say and how it comes off and what words mean. And do not use words that you don't know the root word of. Some people just talk just to be talking. Okay? Your filter for people is supposed to get better and better as you get older, and that is why people get older and they have a smaller friend group. Me personally, I've always loved smaller friend groups because I can really be aware of how I'm showing up in this person's life and how I can help them and how I can be better. And I'll do an episode about what type of people everyone needs in their life. But you always need different personalities for different reasons. You need someone who can question your decisions. You need someone who's supportive. You need someone who is like a mentor, someone you look up to, someone you admire. You need someone who supports you in a way of understanding your goals and even if they don't understand what you're into or don't do it, they support it and it shows and you appreciate it. You need someone to hold you accountable. You need to hold you accountable, but someone to hold you accountable as to what you said you wanted. And when they see that you're steering off the path of what you need to be doing, they have that honest conversation with you about it. And that's just why I will always say, you can't tell me that you're around your friends and your friends are watching you fail. You can't tell me that you're around your friends and your friends know that there are certain important things that you are supposed to be doing in your life and they're okay with you not doing them and you see them every day. Like, those are not your friends. Those are people who just like having people around that they feel that their life is better than so they could feel like they're doing something great. And I don't know why people don't take consideration of their friend group or the people that they have around them or their circle, but I'm always taking into consideration, okay, what is this person doing? What What can I learn from them? What can I help them with? What can they learn from me? What questions can I ask them to get knowledge on X, Y, and Z? How can this person help someone that I already know? Like, what kind of discussions are you having in your social group of people where you're just constantly stuck in life and you don't have any answers of how to get out this loophole of bullshit? That's always my thought. But back to like speaking to people in this form of communication, you know, be authentic, be yourself, be honest, but also be empathetic. A lot of people feel like if you're being your true self or you're going to be honest, it gives you a right to be a dickhead. It doesn't. It doesn't give you a right to be rude. It doesn't give you a right to not have care with your words. Watch your tone with people. You know, for me, a man who can master his tone with me and correct me with anything, you have me. You got me. Okay? I'm in the bag and the bag is in your pocket. Because I think when you're talking to a woman that you say that you respect, that you love, that you care. Hey guys, thank you so much for checking out this podcast. This is one of many podcasts that I do. So when you support this podcast, you are supporting options that I can do with the other shows. If you're not aware, I have Cozy Moon Podcast. I have Creator Podcast. Loudmouth Stereo was discontinued, but the episodes are still up there if you want to listen. She Gets a Pod was discontinued, but the episodes are still up there if you want to listen. So What Pays Me on Bit is a book club podcast. We have The Real Relationship Report that I do with Dungeon on Stereo app bi-weekly. And then there is the one and only Wear It Right with Shan, which is my podcast where I talk about fashion and style. So when you support one, you support all. If you would like to donate to any of these shows, you can. The link is in the show notes, and I do appreciate it. It does give me other opportunities to do other things. And also, please support the website. Visit often because there's a blog on there called Thick Grits and Pods, where I upload my thoughts and things that help podcasters and creators and just keeping us where we need to be in our minds and in life. ShambiPodden.com is the website. You can also find all of my books on that website and all of the shops to go ahead and purchase merch if you like wearing what you support. And I appreciate you. Now back to the show. About, it could be your sister. It could be your mom. It could be your aunt. It could be your niece. It could be the love of your life. Why would you talk to her in a brash manner like a stranger on the street just because you're upset, just because you're angry, just because you're disappointed? It says more about you than it does about anything I did. You know? And so when you think about it like that, you will take the time to learn how to talk to people. You will take the time to learn how to talk to people. It tells me, if you can't watch your tone when you speak to me, that it tells me that no matter what, you are emotionally lost. You don't have a balance within yourself. So who are you to correct me on anything? But when you can watch your tone with me, it tells me that you are emotionally intelligent, that you can lead me, that you are someone worth investing in, that you know your value and you respect my value. Saying that you respect someone and showing that you respect someone is completely two different things. So be mindful of your body language, because that's another part of communication. Just like there are certain gestures a lion will do to other animals to let them know what they on, there are certain gestures a human can do to another human to let them know that you on some other shit, or I understand you, I got you, I understand, we are on the same page, won't happen again, or thank you, or you appreciate me. Like, Learn how to be concise and direct without being nasty. Okay? Learn how to communicate with people. You're old enough. You're getting older. This is how I am is no longer an excuse that will be accepted here. And if you are someone that keeps accepting that excuse from people, just know that that person feels like they can bullshit you and feels like you should accept however they talk to you. And if that's something you're not cool with, set your boundaries. Okay? My name is Shan, and I appreciate you for checking out this podcast. If you want to know more about me or what I'm doing, check out at Shanby Podden on TikTok and IG and Twitter. And also check out shanbypodden.com. She Gets It Pod does have new merch for spring, summer. So if you like boxy tees, that heavy tee is amazing. I have one. I have new hoodies on there, sweatshirts, because somewhere in this world, somebody's going to wear a hoodie. Why? I don't know. But some people like hoodies. Some people like sweatshirts, no matter what season it is in the year. I have new coffee mugs, tea mugs, because you do put tea in those same mugs that they call coffee mugs. And yeah, all of those things are a great way to support. You can also donate directly to Red Circle. The link is in the show notes to support the show. I want to do more visuals coming up this summer. So I'm giving you some video footage for She Gets It Pod and audio still. So, yeah, I need some guap. I need some more guap. This mom here of two doing six podcasts needs some nice listeners or supporters to donate to the pod, whether that's you wanting merch. You can do it that way. Whether you want a book off of Lulu.com, any of the podcasting books, the link is also on shanbypodden.com. Support that way. If you see the pod, if you see a post, repost it. I appreciate you. If you listen to the pod, please drop a review on Apple or Spotify or Good Pods. I appreciate you. You can also find She Gets It Pod on Amazon. So I am pushing this. Still, I'm showing up. But please, yes, get your communication together. Peace.